And hello there, and welcome to another episode of Turn Zero Lists, brought to you by 6-Up Supply. I'm your host, Keegan, and this week I'm joined by Ryan, Stabcast Ryan, on the Discord or on the Stabcast. And he's going to be bringing us an awesome Rebel list. I'm, of course, excited to talk about this because I finally get to talk Rebels with someone this month.
Yes!
Ryan, how are you doing today? And what did you
I'm doing
bring
good,
us?
Man. I'm doing good. Trying to bring some jank.
Nice. Janky Rebels. This is hopefully it's not too boring of just two guys who love that kind of stuff. what's the main focus of your list? What do you want to focus on?
So when I'm prepping for a tournament, I try to build lists that are kind of come for all takers. Okay. So I don't have any one particular focus, except for I try to have lots of little answers mm-hmm. for whatever's popular.
Okay.
And so we've got some of the Rebel hotness, some weird stuff that I like to play. And just whenever I list build, I only try to change 20% of my list game to game.
Okay.
And this is just kind of where that Frankenstein monster has ended up at this juncture in time. A month from now, it'll be different.
Nice. Awesome. So what's the base concept you're working with then?
My base concept is, man, Rebels have cool command cards. They got cool heroes. Yep. So we're running Cassian, Sabine, K2 is kind of my core focus.
Okay.
With Cassian, with, you know, all the things with loadout. The one thing I've been experimenting with and actually really kind of like is situational awareness on Cassian.
Oh, interesting.
Or not situational awareness, CZ Initiative, the other new one.
Okay, yes.
to actually give him some orders when Sabine's turns are up and you need that one sniper shot exactly when you need it to keep her alive. It's come in handy quite a few times.
Nice.
So yeah, we've got Cassian. I guess the only weird pick that I have, it's not even that really weird, is Ascension Cables. Just kind of helps him get around.
Mm-hmm.
I've been finding myself, I used to just staple recon intel on him.
Mm-hmm.
But Ascension Cables, I found a little bit more value out of.
Mm-hmm.
Sabine's got both of her custom gears, the Electrograp line, the shield, situational awareness, and the Darksaber. She's Sabine. What more do you want? and then K2 with his gun. Awesome. So, because the die at Z6 that Surges crit is real good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Sabine's. Her two custom gears are just auto includes for me anytime I run her.
Yeah,
these days. In fact,
I wasn't sold when she first came out on the grapple line.
No,
but if you're going to a 3-4 game event, if you use it once and it saves your bacon, it's worth it.
Yeah,
you won't use it every game.
Nope.
But when you do, it's worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's most satisfying against those ambitious Jedi, usually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you get one sure good is. Use of it there, and you'll attach it for life, was my experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Okay, so three heroes centered. Yep. What are you building out from there?
So I take my stock standard core of, I like to run four core troopers. It gives me the best ability to go out and control objectives. This list wants to be fast. It wants to grab the middle of the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then depending on the objective, we've got either run away really quickly or stay long enough to try to win the game with three models on the table.
Okay.
And I've got three Rebel troopers, one of which has a medic, and then a set of fleet troopers with just an extra body, an extra guy for 10 white dice at range 2.
Okay.
I found that they're pretty good to sit and guard an outpost. Bombing runs gotten really, really popular, and I love to sit them behind a barricade or on a cliff when you try to run your bomb carrier towards me. I've got a last ditch effort, last line of defense.
Nice.
And if nothing else, people love to shoot them because they're nothing until they're utterly terrifying, and they will take a lot more heat off the rest of your army than they really deserve.
Makes sense.
And then I've got the rounding out the list with a trifecta of special forces.
Okay.
I've got a sniper strike team, just with a sniper, Clan Ren, because you've got Sabine with situational awareness and recon intel. I could afford the rocket, but I tend to only like that on the 4-man duelist squad. I'm a point pincher, and I want the 4 dice instead of the 3 for the same cost. And then Tristan and Ursa, obviously. And then I've got I got Biston Pathfinders.
Nice.
Biston Pathfinders with offensive push and HQ uplink. The combo between offensive push and Dauntless is just too good. It really lets them kind of operate as a solo unit. And it's just with the HQ uplinks, with the new points update, it's just 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can catch somebody at range 3, heaven forbid, a piece of armor or a droid, that's what, 12 white dice and a black die?
Yep.
Like, you're going to ruin somebody's day.
that.
So.
what? yeah. So, just remind me on the Biston Pathfinder, it's just Biston and the HQ. Was there anything?
Biston, the HQ, obviously they're and then offensive push.
Offensive push
for that okay. Dauntless move.
Yep, Dauntless move and the recover efficiency is another big thing.
Yeah. Like, now that we have Cassian, who gives rebels easy access to a recover turn on special forces, it's super good. And Biston here tends to make or break this list.
Okay.
If you get him one shot off the table, like any Pathfinders,
right.
Things tend to go downhill real, real fast. But if you can make your opponent nickel and dime him, it's too efficient. It's too much fun. I've had one game of supply drop where I brought the Biston model from off the table back on the table 3 or 4 times.
Nice.
Nice. Finding all the medic capsules. It was too much fun.
Nice. So by my count, that rounds us out at a 10 activation list.
10 activations.
Where are we landing on points at this one?
We have a 792.
Okay, 792.
And, you know, there's enough room in here, a few empty slots, where you could, if you didn't want to bid, you could throw some extra chrome, or if you wanted to bid deeper, you could cut some of Cassian's more expensive upgrades in his loadout to bid a little sharper if you really wanted to. But this tends to get me the bid when it's kind of up in question, but those people who are going to bid 20 points, I still have a few extra toys.
Makes sense. So. Makes sense. Cool. And of course, one of my favorite things these days with Sabine and Clan Ren with the Nimble and the situational awareness is to have Vigilance in there, but you made the choice on Cassian being your only commander and so no command slots.
Yeah.
So.
No command slot. They tend to be pretty self-sufficient, and the way I tend to run them is just to, they're going to hold a flank themselves, and I'm either going to keep that flank or I'm not. And Vigilance isn't going to be the breaker of that. It's going to more come down to their dice.
Gotcha. Cool. So, makes sense. All right. Well, I like that list. Any notable command card choices you want to make?
No, all three Cassian, all three Sabine. Cool. I want to like Sacrifice.
Yep.
It just always gets edged out by other three pips.
Yeah.
Lando's coming.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I haven't played around. Yeah, that's probably where I'll figure out a way to do that. Cool. Okay, battle cards. Let's do this the easy way. Which battle cards did you absolutely want in here?
I mean, there's Mandos. It's recovery supplies.
Right.
I've got infiltrate and then a unit that detaches off of an infiltrating unit.
Yep.
So I want objectives that A, are trooper focused since I have new vehicles, and B, force you to get out and on the map.
Cool.
This list isn't going to sit back and take aim tokens. It's going to use its movelet template. It's going to move around. And I'll usually, if my opponent do that as well, I'll come out on top. They won't get to sit back and turtle up.
Nice.
So I got recover supplies, sabotage the moisture evaporators, intercept transmissions, and breakthrough.
Okay.
So.
Any cards that you absolutely did not want to put in here?
KP. A, just as a personal preference, I think KP is pretty boring. And once again, it allows your opponent, you have one big fight on the middle, but I want to try to spread the engagement across as much of the field as I can, because for rebels, a remarkable amount of this army is courage too. So if I can spread you out away from your solo commander, I can try to deny some actions.
Makes sense. Yeah. Cool. So what's your deployment and conditions round out as?
My deployments, I've got hemmed in because I think as a rebel player or as a blue player in general, you probably want it. Advanced positions, long march, and major offensive. Long march is the one that I've hemmed and I've hawed on because I've only got one sniper and then Cassian.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tended to find that it works really, really great for infiltrating. It tends to put your opponent furthest away from the center of the map. So if you can force a center of the map objective and infiltrate on top of it, usually you can grab it or score and run away.
Okay. Yeah. That can, I've always found a little bit of challenge on some of those lists that really like having the narrow path, but yeah, that's it does. If you can pull it off, it works. So.
Yeah. And then conditions, I've got, supply drop, rapid reinforcements, hostile environment, and war weary.
Awesome.
So
cool. All right. setting up for the first round, you got this great 10 activation jank of jank lists. Mm-hmm. What are you really excited to see across the table from you?
Probably solo Jedi lists. Double Jedi can be tricky, but I've got enough high velocity and I've got enough ways to kind of poke at a distance and fall back that they're going to run into a place that they don't want to have to run to.
Okay.
And they have to commit 200 of their points to one area, and I can just skirt around with my higher speed units.
Okay. How much of that desire to see a Jedi cross the list is a bias to get a really cool Sabine whipcord off?
A little bit. I'm not going to call it a little bit.
Awesome. All right. What list across the table makes you just want to quit early for lunch?
The B2 spam, I've not had a ton of practice against it, but it can be problematic, especially if they've got good cover.
Yeah.
Just because I've got two big dice pools in Clan Ren and Bistin, mm-hmm. But I do a lot of chip damage, and chip damage doesn't get you there with B2s.
Okay.
Suppression lists can give me trouble. Luckily, they've kind of fallen out of vogue since I have a few answers to suppression, but not a ton.
Okay, cool. All right, you ready for the lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right, what's your fondest event memory for Legion?
Probably the Misty Mountains RPQ straight away, like 4 or 5 weeks after Worlds, where we had 32 people crammed in a tiny store, and I think seven of us were at Worlds a couple weeks ago. So it was a pretty stacked RPQ, and it was a lot of fun. Nice. Made a lot of friends.
Awesome. That sounds like a ton of fun. What unit have you never played?
I've played one game as Empire, and I've been playing this game since day one, so there's a lot of units that I haven't played. And I cheated that game, so it really shouldn't count.
Awesome. All right. What's your must-have food or fuel to make it through a full-day tournament?
Jerky and almonds. Omega-10 fatty acids keep the brain going.
There you go. Thank you. Finally, some non-official nutritional advice for the brains. Okay. What unit or upgrade were you most surprised that you ended up liking?
My boy Bistin.
Nice.
After the points change, I hated paths. And on the Stabcast, my buddy Ben convinced me to run it in a list, and it has not come out yet.
Awesome. Yeah, Bistin, once I got the taste for it, Bistin, it was, I've loved playing him for a long time.
Yeah.
What new addition would cause you to try another faction and not cheat at it?
I don't know. I'm kind of a ride or die kind of guy. At this point, too much of my brand is based on Rebels. I've wanted to go to CIS, and I love stupid lists.
Yeah.
So if I can get Commander Wat Tambar, I might play CIS.
Okay, I will take that.
7 years from now, we may get it. Who knows?
Yep.
But it's going to be a minute.
That's awesome. All right. And finally, what song plays during your Rocky-style training montage for Legion?
Oh, gosh. Probably because the other thing in my bag of food is usually alcohol. It's got to be Volbeat's Doc Holliday.
All right. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Brian. Where can people find you?
Any place you guys find podcasts, you can find SW Stabcast, where four players from Tennessee yell at each other.
It is one of the ones in my constant rotation, just because I like listening to the podcast where I feel like I'm hanging out with a bunch of drunk friends. So
yeah, that's about right.
Thank you again, Ryan. For our listeners, come back every Monday for another look into a unique list build. Join us at the end of the month. Ryan's going to be going up against Mike, Nick, and Brett, bringing this rebel jank against some other faction stuff. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Talk to you next week.